Chris, only your first defeat of the season, but how much of a missed opportunity was that today?
Massive, because I felt that we had some really good periods of the game. I can't remember a game for a while where we've had so much good possession breaking into their final third. And we counter-attacked very well. They looked dangerous, I thought, in the first half on the counter, and they're a team that's obviously in very good form. But we had ample opportunities, got into some great areas. Solly Marsh probably got to that byline on four or five occasions. But of course, if we're not able to get them second goals, it's always going to put pressure on ourselves. That's what it did. And then any mistake that you possibly might make, there's an opportunity for them to capitalise on it. And that's what they did.
Doesn't help as well when you miss penalties. Frustrating night for Chris O'Grady.
Yes, it was. I think it wasn't one of his better nights, but he stuck in there, and I think probably because our general level of performance was quite good at times, and I think we were able to, if only think to carry that. I thought, but it was an ideal opportunity for him. I think we were very much in the game. He earned the penalty. Wanted to take it, and I think if he scores it, I think most people will look at it and think, well, you know, it's a brave decision because he's not having the best of nights, but he's earned the penalty. And if he scores it, then they'll say, well, that shows a lot of character from the lad. Unfortunately, he didn't, but of course we're still in the game at that stage. But any mistake, there's a chance that they could capitalise it. And I can't say that we haven't got ourselves to blame, because we have. There was, as I said, some very good periods of play. But until we learn to kill off games, we're always going to make life a little bit difficult for ourselves.
What about Walsall? I mean, they're not in second in the League One table for nothing, but how much did they impress you tonight?
Probably no more than what I already knew. I saw him play a bit last season, actually, and the manager's done great here. He's built something here. A lot of young players that have come through. They play a very expansive game, very much a passing game, and they do it very well. So, no, they didn't surprise me any more than I already knew. I knew they was a good side, and you're not in the position they are in the table without having a good season so far. But we knew that, and we knew that if we didn't apply ourselves right all the way through the 90 minutes, there's a chance you can get beat.
You mentioned Solly Marsh. What about Jake Forster-Caskey, the pair of them named in the England under-21 squad today? And what about the performance from Jake today in midfield?
Yeah, I thought Jake was outstanding. Sometimes we prefer not to single out players, but I thought he was our best player today. And I thought he was instrumental in a lot of things that we did. Real box-to-box. And he's a fit lad, and probably testament to him. He hasn't had the first-team action that he would like. But he trains hard every single day, and I thought he was our best player today.
You restored Lewis Duncan to the start 11. First chance we've had a chance to speak to you after him signing a new 5-year deal at the club. How important was it to get that sorted?
I think it was very important, and I think we were all conscious of what the speculation was, and sometimes that can do the club no favours or the player any favours, and it can be unsettling. But the club had a stance here that what we want and aim to do is keep our best players, and I think we need to applaud the club that they stood very, very firm on that one, and I think it's a strong indication of what we want to achieve, and we want to have our best players here to help us achieve that.
Now is it time to put this defeat behind you? You've got to dust yourself down for top of the table at Ipswich at the weekend.
Yeah, we do. At the moment, it's tough because you know we're on the back of a game that we desperately want you to win. I chose to make the changes, but I only made the changes because I still felt it was a team that could win the game. And there's nothing that I've seen tonight that makes me think any different. It's a game for me we should have won. Unfortunately, we didn't, and certainly come tomorrow, it's got to be about looking forward to a real tough game at Ipswich.
Yeah, you rested a few key players tonight. You could have them back fresh and able, and potentially Bobby Zamora as well.
Yes, Bobby will play, and we've got a game this week at the training ground which he will play in, which will give him certainly a real good chance of some involvement on Saturday, but I hope so.